Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Share the love, share the truth, share the life on 657 AM.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit, we trust God is doing you good. And of course, thank you so much to Apostle Phumla Mfene. And then as we said earlier on, we will be talking now to Malamba Maluta. He's on the line. Greetings to you, sir, and welcome to the show.
Yeah, greeting to you, sir, and greeting to our listeners. May God bless us.
I hope you are well tonight.
Yes, I'm well. Thank you.
Good to hear. Good to hear. And tonight we are touching on the power of humility, something that many people don't speak about because we are conditioned somehow to speak from the position of power. And humility becomes something that is not even on hindsight, but it is like not looked into, something that many don't look into in the truest sense of making meaning out of it. Yet humility is a powerful aspect into a character of a believer, isn't it, sir?
Yes, it's very powerful in the character of a believer. In fact, our Lord Jesus Christ is the incarnation of the humility. And the Bible tells us to have the same kind of sentiment he had, that kind of humility that he incarnated. We should also have such in our life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, what does humility mean to you?
Yes, humility, I would define humility in the character that our Lord Jesus Christ manifested. I can put it in two ways. Humility is when you do not put yourself higher than others or lower than others, but you see yourself like everyone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You see? Because if you put yourself higher than others, it will be like a superiority complex. And if you put yourself lower, you also an inferiority complex. That the two are not bad, but you need to see yourself like everyone and like everyone. And the other aspect is when you put yourself lower than what you are to serve others.
Mm.
Yes, you put yourself lower than what you yourself are, so that you can serve other people. And that's also what I call humility.
Do we see this in many leaders who preach these days?
You see?
Do we see it in many leaders who are preaching these days?
No. Today's leaders in the church, they do not portray that character of humility, because we do not really see them serving.
Mm.
They are actually saved by people, just like they are lords over people.
Mm.
A leader that has humility is a kind of leader that is a servant to the people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Just like our Lord himself. He is God, he is Lord, but he put himself lower as even taking the form of a bond servant, a slave, just to save us. Mm. That's the humility we are talking about. That's the same humility also the Bible requires from leaders that are in the church.
Yeah. Now, can one say without a doubt that humility as a powerful aspect of being a child of God has been misunderstood to mean that the person is inferior, he's weak, he is powerful enough, he is to be discounted, disregarded? Should we be able to say these are the meanings that are attached to being humble these days instead of the right ones?
Yes, you see, that's why the first definition, I use these two terms, not putting yourself higher than others, also not putting yourself lower. Either of these two ways are not humility. If you put yourself lower, you're going to have an inferiority complex and you're going to be despised. And you will not be able to speak with authority. And when you don't speak with authority, nobody will take you serious. They will treat you as a weak person and disregard you. Humility does not make us to lack authority. No. Humility does not make us weak. No. Humility is not when you allow people to despise you. No. Even Paul told Timothy, do not let anyone despise you. It is dangerous when you allow people to despise you. Humility is only a way that you portray yourself to people that makes them accept you, not that you are higher or not that you are lower, but you make yourself like equal to everyone. Yes, that's humility. But when you are weak and you lack authority, that becomes dangerous.
Now, you said something, and I'd like you to elaborate on very beautiful thing, you know. You said humility does not necessarily mean that you are beneath anyone. In other words, in terms of them looking down at you. But humility means that you step from your zone to serve others. What do you imply by that?
Yes. When we look at Philippians 2, that portrays very much what the extent of humility is. That the Lord Jesus Christ, being above all, being God, being Lord in heaven, but taking a form of a bond servant. The Bible used the word bond servant, a slave. To save men that are lower than him, far lower. In fact, we can't even put a classification there. He's not less than us, not less than anyone. He stripped himself from his level and put himself lower just to come and save. Otherwise, he wouldn't be able to do that. That's humility.
Absolutely. Now, we are talking about the very inferences of humility, what it is even all about, and the power of humility, and some of the misconceptions that are there. When we come back, we still dwell on this very issue, its descriptions, and of course, moments of humility.
Come live the life at 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
Welcome back. I'm talking to Malamba Maluta, and we are touching the very aspect of humility. We were describing what it is, but when we were just off air listening to the song of Donnie McCracken, we actually have been touching on the aspect of humility and some implications that are there. Malamba, When someone is humble, it is spoken of, and we said earlier on that you are weak. It is spoken of that you basically do not have a right esteem. It is spoken of as a character deficiency. But it is spoken of as being powerless. And also it is spoken of as an instance of insignificance. In other words, you are not that significant. Your opinions and everything that you stand for don't weigh that much. You know, when people talk about the notion of humility, you become discounted in one way or another. You are referred to as a soft-spoken guy, a guy who should be pitied all the time and all those kinds of things. People attach wrong sentiments to you because they think you are weak instead of seeing the humility that is in you. Sir, what say you?
Yes, that's a misunderstanding of humility. Mm. Humility is the character of a great person, but you want to serve others. Otherwise, you will not be able to serve. Look at the next take example of the president of South Africa.
Mm.
He's a great person. He's the greatest when it comes to hierarchy in South Africa. But if he doesn't have humility, he will not be able to serve this country.
Mm.
It's the real character of a leader, of a great man, of a ruler that wants to serve other people. Without it, you will not be able to serve. Humility does not mean lack of authority. In fact, a great man who has humility is expressing it through authority as well. Look at Jesus Christ. He was humble. He took a form of a bond servant, but he had authority, even speaking to demons and they obey him. Humility does not strip your authority. Humility does not put you lower than other people. In fact, you shouldn't be lower than anyone. Humility does not should not make people to despise you, rather to love you, because that is the character, the great person that wants to serve other people. Without it, we can't. He can't, because he's great. For him to serve other people, he must put himself lower to save them.
Mm-hmm.
But he does not put himself lower than others. No. He put himself lower than what he is so that he can save other people.
Mm-hmm.
So that is it.
Go on,
but
go on.
That does not keep you from your wealth, your authority, your strength, your boldness. No. A humble person must be bold. A humble person must have authority. A humble person must be courageous. All this character must be a humble person. But he put himself lower than what he is just because he wants to serve other people.
Now, it has occurred in many times than one that the notion of humility has been attached to actually be excluding some people known as powerful men or women of God, that they can do what they do, say what they say, and make people feel what people must feel. And then they actually do not see that humility is a leeway to service. And I'm coming back to that point where you shown a leader of the land and say, humility enables one to facilitate their own leadership. Now, much of the times, you said, and as I asked you earlier on, do we find this amongst those Christian leaders, the notion of humility? And you said, no, a resounding no. Now, how are they going to run these ministries if they're not humble, sir?
Yeah, today's leadership in the church has been not really what we see in the scripture. It's not really what even the apostle gave as example. You know, Peter, writing to the elders, he said, "Elders, I myself as an elder, I exhort you. I give
with you. I encourage you to live, to shepherd the people of God being example to the sheep, not be lords over them. You see, there is no good leadership when the leader is being lords over the followers. That's autocracy. That's dictatorship. That's monarchy. That's being a despot or a tyrant. Of course, you will also live, but people will fear you. People will not relate with you. They only obey you because they feel that you have power to oppress them. But they will not obey you because they feel that you have authority. That's the problem. So the leadership in the church today is more of kind of leadership that people are afraid of because they feel that this man can curse you. This man can speak certain things to make your life difficult. They are just afraid of certain things about them, but not because they have authority from God. But a true leader must be respected and must be feared because of authority, of his leadership, not because of his power. When you start being afraid of because of power, because you can punish, because you can do that, then it becomes leadership by force, by power, by oppression. And that's no longer a good leadership. That's not the leadership that the scripture talks about.
Absolutely. That's not the leadership that the scripture talks about. And yes, indeed, we really need to look into leadership in the truest of senses and say, how does the notion of humility come across? Now, we are going to look into a leader who lacks humility, or a believer who lacks humility. What kind of effect do you have on yourself, on your relationship with God, and also on the way in which you relate with either your ministry, your office where you work, or also your business? If you are not humble, what kind of effect are you really projecting across into the lives of the people you come across with?
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
As easy as the touch of a button. The Message of Life on 657 AM.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit, we trust God is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Things happen, you know, and when it comes to the notion of humility, we tend to miss out quite a lot, you know, Malamba. We tend to not realize the kind of effect we have on the people. Either you be a leader, you be a co-worker, you be a friend, you be a neighbor, you be a fellow church member, a neighbor, a colleague, you know, a confidante, an acquaintance. If humility is not the factor of your life, there is a big problem that you will actually affect people negatively. Let's start with those who are ministers. If you have a lack of humility, it means you have pride. Now, how are you going to affect your people? You're going to affect them in the sense that you will be creating impressions that things are coming through you. Without you, nothing will happen. And people are going to start disdaining you and hating you and not loving on you, because you make them feel like nothing. I don't know, Malamba, if you have heard, many preachers would be saying, you can go the Lord will open 10 more doors to bring others. I don't care who you are. I don't care your situation and all those kinds of things. The figure of speech says a lot about the character of a person. And communication is also a two-way process or three-way process, because there's a sender and there's a receiver, but he receives it with, it's a four-way. He receives it with the interpretation and gives meaning or response to it. We see those kinds of things that happen, that come about, where if a spouse is proud, he would affect the other spouse negatively. It would even make the other spouse not to love being in the presence of that other spouse. If a colleague at work, because I'm touching all the areas, if a colleague at work is proud, none want to even form team building facilitations with that person, because that person affects them negatively in a way. And then if it is in a business setting, many people withdraw from making deals with you in business because of the arrogance that comes because of a lack of humility. People become negatively affected. They start to form negative ideas of who you are, and they withdraw from you. Those are the effects, just to say a bit. Malamba?
Yes, many of those effects, I've seen that. I've seen, in fact, all of them as you have described. When someone is proud, does not show humility. You will always have people going away from you. And unfortunately, the good ones. Unfortunate thing. The good ones, they will go away from you.
Yeah.
So, whether in the church, it will happen. Whether in the business, it will happen. Whether in any association, organization, the good ones will leave you. Whether it's your wife, it can happen. It is difficult to stay with someone who has no humility. It is a character we should know how to put on at every aspect of our life. Knowing also that sometimes people can misunderstand it to weakness. Sometimes people can misunderstand it to not having a strong opinion. Sometimes people can misinterpret it of not knowing your worth, what you are worth of. Sometimes there is that kind of misinterpretation. That's why we say that humility does not remove authority from you. Authority must always be in you as you are humble. Boldness must always be in you as you are humble. Courage must always be with you as you are humble. So all this goes together with humility. Humility does not remove them from you. So that it won't allow people to trample against you or upon you because they think that this is humility is weakness. No.
Yeah, we must be very careful there. There's another aspect of humility. It is also that, and this in the effects, it's also that when we are not humble, we become pompous, we become proud, we actually conform to the image of the devil. What would your take be on that?
That's totally right. That's totally true. Because the opposite of humility is pride. And the pride has nothing to do with Christ. Pride has nothing to do with the life God has given in us. Pride has nothing to do with the spirit of Christ. Pride is the work of the flesh. It's against God.
Now, We also see another effect when it comes to the aspect of humility. It is that when you are in a position of authority and you exhibit the connotations of pride, many people, actually, the lack of humility creates many enemies around you, isn't it?
Yes, that's what we said. The lack of humility will send away many people. Mm. But unfortunately, the good ones. Mm-hmm. You should not send away the good ones. Maybe you should send away the bad ones that I cannot be with you. But the good ones, you should make sure they stay with you. But the lack of humility will send them away for sure.
Now, when we come back, we are going to be looking into the solutions as to what are the benefits of being humble. And, of course, how does one stay humble? And how does one actually know if they have pride? And how does one know if they actually are now moving over the boundaries of humbling themselves in the rightest of ways? This is happening just after this.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Welcome back. 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust God is blessing you so much in a mighty way. And thank you for having journeyed with us on the show there since 9 o'clock. I really appreciate the time you have given us an ear. Now, we are on the culminating final part now. And then we said, when we get into this, we are going to look into the benefits of being humble. What comes to mind, Maluta? If one is humble, when we humble ourselves, God will exalt us. We are setting ourselves up for greater things, isn't it?
Yes. It is clear in the Bible that humility precedes glory. If you are seeking glory, that God should give you glory, that God should cover with glory and greatness, you must start learning how to be humble, how to save other people. I say it again. A great man is the one that saves others. That's the great, that's the greatness of the kingdom of God, saving other people. Jesus Christ himself said so. He said, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve. And he said, if you want to be greater than others, be servant of all. And there is no servant without humility. Forget it. You remove humility in you, you will be saved. You will not going to save anyone. You will be saved. Everything will be you. And every other, every good thing, every great thing, every enjoyable thing will be you. You will be saved. You will not be able to save people. So, the great character of a great man who wants to serve people is humility. Because that's the only way to serve.
Yeah. Now, humility also is a character of kings. What would you say there?
Is the character of kings.
Yeah, of kings.
I get it.
A character of kings.
Yes, kings, yes. I gave you,
I gave an example of the president of this country.
Mm.
Imagine if you remove humility in him, what will happen?
Now, also, priests.
Okay, let me give an example of Sona.
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine if you remove humility from the president, what will happen in Sona?
I hear you. I know Sona very much because I used to direct some camera work there. Now, when we talk about the aspect of humility to a priest now, I said the humility to a king, humility to a priest. A priest is a child of God everywhere. Humility to us as the royal priesthood, what are the benefits?
Humility in the royal priesthood.
Yeah, to us as the royal priesthood.
First, you will be able to serve God with all your heart.
Mm.
You know, a lot of us as Christians who does not walk in humility, we are also breaking our own way of serving God in all obedience. A priest is called to obey. Because he is the one who teaches other people the law.
Mm.
So, if he teaches people the law and he is proud, he will not be able to obey the law himself.
Mm.
So, when we walk in humility as a priest, we will be able to obey all the laws of God and give him glory. And not take the glory from God that belongs to God to us, but we always give God all the glory. But if we are not humble ourselves as priests, when people praises us, we will take the glory. It's a disaster.
Now, tell me about a humble parent towards their own children. What would the effect be? Like you have a lovely daughter. A humble parent towards the children, or humble parents towards the children. What is the benefit there?
Yes, he's going to be loved. A parent who is humble should not lack authority. I insist on that. But when he has made the mistake and is able to say, my child, come, I think there I'm wrong. He's going to be loved by the children. It will be a darling daddy.
Now, there are aspects also, and I want you to elaborate on this. You spoke earlier on what humility is and what it is not. And much of the times, we had become people who basically have gone on to actually think humility makes you weak. And that is actually a teaching that is full of incorrectness, isn't it?
Yes, it's full of incorrectness. Unfortunately, it's the age where we are, where wickedness has gone and is prevailing all over, and that people who are unrepentant, when they see you humble, instead of seeing it as a good character, they see it as a weakness that they can use against you. It's because of the wickedness of people. That's why some men of God who have been victims of such, and they feel that, no, this is not a good character to put on. But they don't know that the perception of humility as lack of authority must be corrected. You must have authority. You must be confident. You must be bold. And you must challenge any challenge that comes your way that is against you. Humility does not remove it from you.
Yeah. Now, if you were to talk to the leaders of today, as you said earlier on when we started the show, that there is an immense lack of humility in many who are the preachers of today. If you were to sit down and speak with them, if God were to open an opportunity for you to speak to them about the benefits of humility or about their lack of humility, How would you address that?
I would tell them that as a leader, you are a steward. Leadership in the church is about stewardship. And I know, we all know what a steward is. It's a servant, a keeper, a custodian, a protector. But as a servant, he's given authority and power to keep the people that are put under his custody. But that power and authority should not be used to oppress the people. Then it becomes a load over them. And that's not the leadership of our Lord Jesus Christ. The leadership of Lord Jesus Christ is a servant leadership. So, I will tell them, please, you are custodians of people. They are not yours. They have been put under your custody to keep, to protect, to direct, to manage, to advise, to lead. Serve them and stop being lord over them. Serve them with humility, because that's what you are called to do.
Absolutely. Malamba Maluta, I want to thank you so much. I want to appreciate the time you have had with us. And I want to appreciate your patience with us. And thank you so much, sir. We appreciate you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having me, and God bless you.
How do people connect with you, my brother?
Yes, they can connect with me on my phone number, 082-38-23657. 082-38-23657, or they can like my Facebook page, which is Kingdom Understanding, Kingdom Understanding, or get a hold of me on my personal Facebook, which is Malamba Maluta.
Wow. Thank you so much. God bless you, and a great evening to you even further, sir. Looking forward to talking to you the following time, and much blessings to you.
Thank you, sir.
God bless.
And have a lovely day.
Same to you. And of course, that is Malamba Maluta there. Thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate the time. And we give God the glory, the majesty, and the honor. To the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the only true potentate, Jesus Christ, the head of the church, we extol and exalt his holy name. Thank you so much. And of course, should you have any queries about this, talk to me on Facebook via... you can go to my Facebook, just type Ray Lekhodi, and then you'd see me there. And you can talk to me there and tell me what is your feeling about the shows and sometimes maybe issues we are talking about. Have a great night. Shalom.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.